Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
As on the greatest principle of life. I regard it as the most important principle of the kingdom. And it is the first principle of life. Unfortunately, it is the most abused and taken for granted and misapplied principle. My subject tonight to you is simply in one word, speak.
Now I say na samuno, ninyina ya kan bom bakuna nitini se asa.
Tell the person who is sitting by you that speak.
Osetira ni ochina wochena kacha ni se kasa.
If he is a man, tell him that stop thinking and start speaking. You know, the first revelation of God in the Bible that we get is that he is a creator. The Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now by verse 3, we get to know or understand how God created. He created by speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see the first revelation of God to humankind is that he is a speaking creator. He did not mind the rot around. He did not mind the darkness around. He did not mind the confusion and the emptiness around. He just spoke and physical things started changing form.
Hallelujah.
He said, let there be light. And the light started to shine. Suddenly the thing started to become brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter because he has said, let there be light.
Now when you be an anuka say a hymra, the high shall say a shrine kakra no dinanu akasa.
And then he said that, let the waters pass on to one side. I want you to picture this immense power in demonstration. He says, let all the waters pass to one side. And I believe there was a rush on the earth of waters moving and the winds moving. And then dry land started to appear on the face of the waters.
Hallelujah. Na ensuo nyina emu anu kofa ko na enyome nyina kika bubu me ensuo dwane from FM na asase kese so ahyase se eda ne ho adi sa na wonyame eye na ade fa.
Very strangely, the earth got separated from the waters and God spoke to the earth and then he said, let trees come. And suddenly trees started to pop up. I believe that they were coming gradually like slow motion. And then when they got up, they started to extend their branches in a slow motion way. And then the leaves were coming. I mean, they were all slow motion. Everything was so beautiful. Oh, God looked into the heavens and he said, no, the heavens should not be empty like that. Let there be birds in the air. And suddenly creature started flying in the air. What immense power God was exhibiting by speaking.
Hallelujah. Well, see, Emra ensuo efi asase ma asase hyase se eda ho no. Onyame hwedin no se enoba empie fi muma. Ose asa wo hwefu na slow motion kokakra na yi no ho. Eto ose edua na pie kakra na jina na ne man na asase me man fefefe kakra kakra sa. Wo hwedin no se anenua yi anya na enoma somre. Na no odi bie kan yara. Na enuma asha se se eba onyame wanwani benie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a similar manner he spoke to the waters that let the waters be filled with fishes, and they were wriggling in the waters.
Oh, yes.
And then the fishes appeared. He spoke and the animals started to form. They started in a manner that we could not really picture whether they were animals. Maybe the hair started first, and then there was the neck, and something was shaking on the face of the air. All over the world.
Wow.
And the animals stood up and then they began to walk around. Some of them were neighing like the horses. Some of them were barking like the dogs. I mean, some of them were roaring like the lions.
Glory.
What a mighty thing.
Glory.
On the face of the earth.
Hallelujah. Was it what boy dear we no say ah? And you na and wa so my was it said the yes slow motion yara kaka kakra when you bay and a bibia pieceti. Then Saba Kukra no jina ho. Now I ponkwa. Ube wwa no be swifi baby oh. Now I am no da pum. Oh would ya be ya. Now look at the kind when you na shas ya seba. Now on yami when ni bena ye way.
I believe that it took perhaps the day for various things that he did to really manifest. Because he will look at it and he says that it is good. So when he spoke, things did not suddenly appear like that. I believe that every day they were forming and they were forming and they were forming. And at the end of the day, it was fully formed. And then he waited for the next day to give another command. And then the formation started. All of these things that we see around, ladies and gentlemen, it started by the word of God. The Bible says that what is physical or what we can see was created out of what we cannot see, the spiritual. And they are sustained, the physical things, they are sustained by the word of his power.
Hallelujah. Oh, see, a dabiara when you have a body and a dabiani musa your body a fire. Now, a shayako sis said, done every year, no, who said, yeah, our boy, and where, yeah. Now, you who said, a dabiara and when you're on your me, yeah. Now, oh, yeah, we are no, who said, a year. And not see, onyame ya ya di ya ni wehwi eba ya wani ya ye urumu na onyame na mna samsu mania waka semba no ejina.
Let us put our hands together for such a mighty God that we serve.
Kasiyama onyame kasiyia ya sumnu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now after God created all these things through speaking, he said, and man, it is now your turn to speak.
Yeah.
So he paraded all the animals and all the things that he had created.
Yes.
And he told Adam that now it is your turn to begin to speak unto the animals and to begin to give them directions and what their identity should be. So he will bring the animals to Adam. And the Bible says that the first thing human beings did on the face of this earth was not to work. The first principle God taught human being was the principle that he has used himself. He said that you have to speak to things. You have to speak to the animal. So the Bible says that whatsoever name Adam gave to every living creature, that was the name thereof. And the name was not just an ordinary name like Cuckoo or Fifi, which is meaningless. It is a name that shows the character and the direction of the animal. Ladies and gentlemen, the first assignment of man on this earth was not to work in the garden. The first assignment of man was to speak.
Sir.
Speaking is our first work. Can we all say that speaking is work?
Speaking is work. Or say kasani ejume di kanyo nyamedemaye.
If you think that speaking is not well, just try it and see. You realize that it is work that takes all of your strength and all of your preparations if you should speak. even the mind of God, or you should speak the word of the Lord. I came to tell us tonight that God wants us to go back to the beginning and the work that he gave unto human beings, that before you start your day, ladies and gentlemen, you have to name every one of the things around you. You have to rename them and give it an identity and a direction and say that this circumstance you are changing and you are going to be even in my favor. God is calling us to speak before we start the day.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ose, onyame sanya maya kwa bodie nhasie bio. Ene se wo be sori anopa na wo se wo kasa digu ni o ma bi su na wo de wadwe ni o se kasa nya adwuma. Tina ho na hwe, se bio nyankopon pa ma o se asem bi sabeka. Se be ya obe fufa asem na be kampo eye adwuma kese. Ana se bibi da wo kuma poso na opesa wo ka ho asem. Eye adwuma kese pa na o se, ye san ko ye chi bio na yankofa ne a wo nyame de ma ye se ye nya ahasie no. Wa sori anopa na wo se ne a wo wo nyina wo bodi. Na wo kasa na wo de se san se de ate. Se po ne ma ye ne eye bone a kasa che sadie ne se sadie ne enko dane enya adepa emfa ma.
Before every you do anything in your life, ladies and gentlemen, let us speak. Before you touch maybe your cooking utensils, you have to speak. We must learn to lie on our back in our rooms and begin to name the things that the Lord has blessed us with, that the Lord has put around us, and begin to say unto them that this living room furniture, you shall change. If you call it an animal, if you call it something that has no sense, I mean something that you cannot control, he says that it is time for you to speak to your so-called animals or things that are without sense and things that are foolish. It is time for you to speak to it. You speak to it before you do any other work in your life. It is time for us to go back and behave like the Creator God and speak.
Hallelujah. Wasi ni ama ya ti asiani saye kwa asanya kwa Fabio. Adia wenyame di maya wasi wasori anopanampo. Asana ube tu unaya si fompo kasa. Kasa sa asasi ya midimi inaya si suya asasi eye nshira. Asana ube kwa jadi ya kwa nwewe dia niya wode musabe kwa uchensi mpo. Kasa sa diya meye womubi ya diya huwadine bebre mifiye fo. Epo wakunya wotina su kase gusu. Osi bibi biya ube ye a wode musabe kembia wodadi ya wode kwa fom. Kasa chile no asana ude atu asasi ni suye chengura. Na se ye ni saadi ya na ye ye.
Lot lived a righteous life in Sodom, but he could never affect the people of Sodom, even by his righteousness, because he never spoke. Oh, Jonah, on the other hand, his heart was not right with God as far as his ministry to the people of Nineveh was concerned. But ladies and gentlemen, because he spoke, he turned around the destiny of the people of Nineveh. I want you to understand that it is not enough for you to do the right thing in your life. God is calling upon us to speak. Until we speak, we will have the world rotting around us like Sodom and Gomorrah, because they will look at our righteous life and they will not be moved, because the power is not in your righteous life, the power is in your word. And God says that speak. That is why I am telling us that we must go back to the most important first principle of life demonstrated by God and demonstrated by Adam before ever there was a fall. If we should go back like Jesus has taken us to the beginning and to live this kingdom life, we must learn the most important thing in the kingdom, to look all around us and to speak, and understand that speaking is work. Understand that speaking is intentional. It is not something that you do when you feel like it. It is work that you must assign yourself to, and you must speak around. You must speak around. Yes. You must speak around. Yes. Because there is power in your words.
Hallelujah.
That you speak.
Was in Lot to Tina Sodom, Gomorrah, Macronisia. And the interesting said, Lot emie na no ankasa na su Noah emra obi na no kasa ye no kra efe ni niwe akra anase muni panyina enya adwen sakra ma omo besum onyame ti asefo no ano timi besa woti ase se adibibi yara ekoso wa brabom no adwuma edikan onyame de ma ni paso anya ne sa waso kasa ano ti waso wo kasa woti bibi biara wo hu hu fa Kristo Yesu be wi ye de ekwa ahyase no ano se Kristo wu ade ekwa ahyase ne dia enya na ahyase ne na sese ye na wose ye adia wose ye ne se ye kasa na se ye bia ya no kasa dia ade noma ebe ye ye.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Christianity is a speaking word-based life.
Na nyame suma brabo eya brabo bi eya kasa a wo kasa gina wo nyame asem so.
That is why the founder Jesus Christ came as the word of God.
Enu ti na ne a wo di Kristo sum ba e no oba ye se wo nyame asem.
Bible says that he had on his vesture and on his tie a name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he had this name that he was the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He says that the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And it goes on, and the Bible says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God. I don't know whether you want the word of the Lord even to thrive on this earth. Then we must learn to institutionalize the word of God all around us. Christianity is a life. I wouldn't say a religion. It is a life based upon speaking. Take away speaking, and you are taking away the essence of the Christian life.
Was it Christian Sumi? Ninjina ne kasa. So we ye kasa, aye jino nyamia sem sufi ni penumwa. And then we ja Christo suma to on kase, aye sum. Nemum aye kwanya aye faso de nante. Was it? Asha siano, onyankupo, na sha, osi obo asemno. Nana asemnu yo nyami na asemnu ni ya betinaye. Na asemnu beye mo nyami di maye. Eno ti asasyenu suwa nyami di asemnu maye ndia. Eno no di amaye woni huna mu mwa betinaye nchense Kristo. Eno ti na wasese wu nanti wo Kristo sumabra bomu dia. Eno na wasa wode kasa. Aye jina wo nyami asemnu suna bobra.
Tell the person sitting by you, shake the person and say speak.
Ose wo sumyo ti wo nchene kachane se kasa.
Hallelujah. And you know, the main thing that Jesus Christ did when he came around was that he was speaking. He did not try to even build mighty buildings. He did not dance around. The main thing, if you read the book of Luke chapter 4, he says that I came to preach the gospel to the poor. He says, I came to proclaim liberty. I came to set the captives free, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. All of the things that Jesus Christ did was to use his mouth and to speak, just to teach us that we have to go back to God's creative first principle of speaking.
Obekasa fa nkwaje a wonyame ade brenye woni mremu so obekasa fa nia esese woni pa ye awo na brabo mu se wobehu de ye ene de nye obekasa fa ni wo a obewu ni ade nyina mu na Kristo ba ya no ode ye beko ye nchi omaye kwa ya hyase a onyankopo bo ye wode tumi ni ma ye se ye nkasa na obeye sa de efesusu de mai.
Why was Jesus speaking? Why was preaching the main thing? And why is preaching the main function of Christians all around us? Why is it so?
Obisa se, adan kura na nya me suma kwantu yi, eya kasa nko a, Kristo ba riasi wansi dan bi, ana se wanya nyo matitiro kase akese bi a echen, ni a oyɛ se obebie na no akasa, no si obisa ye.
Because in speaking lies the solution to man's problem. Human beings are the result of words. God said that let us make man in our image. Before he ever took the humans and began to form that dark earth into the first man, the Bible says that he said first that let us do it. In other words, human beings are the product or the result of words.
Now, and some people are not going to be found in the and as a befa dotie anwini nipa no odi kan ka se moma yenwini nipa moma yenye nipa yense so eniti nipa fi adwina na kasa eba ye se moma yemmo nipa se yense so ansa na wofa nwea edi anwini nipa.
Because you know your true origin, that you are a result of a word, and that because you are a word of God, you must stay on the word of God. You must feed on the word of God for you to be effective in your Christian life and effective in your assignment on this earth.
Now, Esan said, yanyini wu anase wa bodi ya se dia tipofi wanyami ya semuniti. Ese se denyi na wujini wanyami ya semu na wuye wanyami ya semu. Na wuko sora pape se wukombede wanyami ya semu. Ese se, wutibi anania wuwe njine yonyami ya semu na abou ama wa yesa.
Fishes know that because they came from the water, they have to stay in the water for them to be functional and effective. The birds know that because they came from the air, they have to always be in the air and lingering around. It is left for man to understand where he truly came from. Did we come from the dust to dust and ashes to ashes, or did we originate as products of the word of God, that we must go back and feed our lives on the word of God? That is why the most important thing that you can give your life to on this earth, even when you come to church, is when the word of God is coming, because you have to surround yourself with that environment that you were created out of. That is what is going to make you effective. That is what is going to give you the result. That is what is going to send your life forward. The Bible says that the word of God is our life, ladies and gentlemen, and we cannot afford to do any other thing. When the word of God is coming, we have to surround ourselves with the word of God. Even when you are not around, you must surround yourself with the word of God. Sometimes I am not around, maybe at home or in my office, but the word of God will be playing, because I want the word of God even to saturate me in such a manner that because it is my life, I can live this life, this Christian life on this earth, the most effective way that I have to. We must never grow tired of the word of God. We must never grow dull of hearing the word of God, because it is your life.
Well, see, and num so we need feel so much when you are wanting you. And I know mass one him say you're born if you're a reality. Then you know no two frafrakan in a movie. Now who will ni pass on then I had the ball war. When I'm in a beer and no cancer, mama yenya ni passa yan sasso. I said, no, what's here and you at the young minute will say when nipa. And it is and no ever to me a dinner was so mudia. And ya who are you doing your mere summon a ball when it's your was so then you know. So bet to me at Tinano would do Kunua Brabomudia. And then I had the ball and I had dinner was Sassian and no, I was there. What more would have been in Anua? And only on Yamia Samno, so woman Yamia Samno and Mumau, woman Yamia Samno at your West Yadia, not just a wood Dania, your bow to Munumu, never done you now, a proper woman you know, and you know when Yamia Sam, so what do I, when Yamia no more Sam and a Maya dishas, as I am, you know.
I recommend to you Jesus.
Na mi kafu Yesu di ama.
I recommend to you the word of the Lord.
Na mi kafu nyami asam so di ama.
Embrace the word of the Lord into your heart.
Na dan nyina mo nyami asam na encha wakome.
And live by the word of God every day of your life.
Na tina dan nyina wa bra bo mu jina wo nyami asam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us take this thing another step further.
Na moma ye fa sa asem yi kwa suru bio.
Because some things are unique to men. I'm talking about men, males.
Na nyo mebi wo ho aye sunkwa ya bo adiama emema obi aya wo bema.
Hallelujah. Everyone has got his part in the world.
Na abraboy mo obi awo ni obeye wa abraboy mu.
Men have got their part, women have got their part.
Emema wo ne se wo mu ye ema so wo ne se wo mu ye.
I believe the way God will judge a woman will be different from the way he judges a man, because he put different potential inside of them. We are the same, but we are not the same.
Wasi ojidi passes wonyame atemu danudra said obebu e ma tenebe sunku asemema esan se wo mu se yenyina aya ya ba ko de nansu ensunku bi kosora dayemu.
There is something unique about every man.
Na bema bia wo ho a bibi wo ho a yesunko fa no ho.
It is a natural potential that every man has got.
Eya dia onyame asada abodi ama bema.
And I want you to know that these things which are unique and naturally unique potential to a man has got its correspondence in the spirit. Because if there is something physical, then you must know that there is a corresponding spiritual, an identical spiritual thing or potential that gave birth to this natural or physical potential or uniqueness.
Now, I just require ano ti ni a obe kire sunku a wo mema hu sara su na wo wo sunsumu so.
I don't know about you, but I think that there is really nothing that distinguishes a man from any other creature, like say a woman, than the fact that men are containers of life.
Wasi bibi wo ho aye tumi nya ni sunsunu ye bebre. Nemo no betumi aka akosi ani se nipa wo hoi wo mu enkwa ehim.
In the loins of every man, whether he is 1 year old or very very old, in the loins of every man God has deposited a certain potential.
Wasi se bema bo frao se bema penio ulion simu kunichi wasi wadi bibi asemu amawo.
Loins is like wasi
usremu usisim.
Hallelujah. I think wasi is better than usisim.
Okay, yan fan wasi.
Amen. Well, I'm not saying this thing, I'm just trying to tell you about the word of God. Hallelujah. So in the loins of every man is a potential to determine physical life on this earth by transferring the seed which is inside of you onto the surface of this earth. You are the controller of life. Whether there is going to be life or death around is in your power and it's in your ability.
And say, nambe me biare munu ni muna yebenya enkwa na se yebenya enkwa wo yenchen yo si yebenya owo ejina bema so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Life is kept by us to be released into the earth.
Na wonyame de sa enkwa yi ahye mema mu se beya obubeyi ediegu asase so.
Males are reflections of God's life-giving ability.
Na mema eye ade a omudi gina ho de kire wonyame tumi a otumi menkwa.
He put that thing inside of us physically.
Ono na de sade ani hye mema mu ankasa.
And I want us to understand that like a physical potential, we have its corresponding spiritual identical potential.
Na sadia sukia wanyamedia se nipamwe memamwe
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you understand the parables I'm speaking? But you see, the unfortunate thing is that we have majored on the physical release of life. And people have been releasing it without thinking into the earth. But God is calling his men back. That look, the physical potential that you have is a reflection of a spiritual potential that you have, which I want you to also release on the face of this earth.
Now, said you when you ma and mamma, a chadia suku, mutumi ma and kwa, emma and mabba, and I said, mani pabano, sara suna, a wo was sumo, then sunipa bema and yanti, as yes I am, eti babia no ugu, babia no de quani bi egu echaqua, then sumipasa what yes I say, so yamma sa to me no awa nipeni so dia, and yes I to me na suna wo wo ewo sumo.
How is this spiritual potential determined? How is it released? It is not by having an affair, but it is doing it the way God brought life about. By speaking. The word of God is so powerful that when you release it, it causes conception to take place. Where there is death, life can stand.
Yeah.
Oh, it may sound little.
Yeah.
It may be a slow motion,
yeah,
trying to form,
yeah,
but you have the potential to release conception and life out of your mouth to every dead situation around,
yes,
to every rot around,
yes,
to every confusion around. You can speak life into that circumstance of life.
Now when you may audio many say what to me mo to me mo to me then come bad ye and you know cause to me ma wo to me emma wo to me ka a dear emma ny sign and I say bibi and can you po SAC and it to me mo to me ma what the one who can sam emma new maybe an ye SAC ye ye a dear pa anyone as shasia san kakra kakra e bonny wona e bara. This is our
Nokasa. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other Kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.